Conspiracies? We got it.
Paranormal? We pursue it.
World news? We follow it.
Dick jokes? All day.
So in Abbeville, there's a legend of a witch-like creature thing called Huggy Molly. Have you heard of Huggy Molly?
I have not heard of Huggy Molly. I've heard of Molly, but it's at parties. Totally different.
EDM fest.
Yeah, it's not. They do hug. Never heard of Huggy Molly.
Apparently, it's just old legend to get children home before dark.
All you gotta do is say, get your motherfucking ass.
Hey, when that streetlight gets home, your ass better be in this house.
Well, the doors are locked and you're gonna be outside.
Mm-hmm.
And Huggy Molly gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, she gonna get you.
I'm Josh.
I'm Tim.
And this is J&T Unsolved. Does she do anything bad?
I don't know. Legend claims a phantom woman would appear to children, but only at night.
But what would she do? Would she hug them?
Yeah, she would squeeze them tightly, then scream in their ears.
I would literally shit my pants.
I would fucking just, I don't know, I'd probably just fucking pass out.
It'd be like this, like that episode of SpongeBob. What's he doing? He's standing there menacingly under the streetlight. It's like Patrick standing there and he's freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then she's far away and then she's hugging you like immediately. Can't run. Screams. I'd poop right then.
This requires our soundtrack.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun. So she never harmed them, only then perhaps causing some ringing in their ears.
She never harmed the ones that survived.
That survived.
We may have never heard about the others.
Dun dun dun.
So, we will carry on.
Carry on.
No.
MCR? No?
Yeah.
Yeah, you fucked that one up, didn't you?
Yeah.
The figure was as much as 7 feet tall, wearing dark clothing and a wide-brimmed hat. That's fucking creepy. One version of the story claims Molly was the ghost of a woman who had lost an infant who dealt with the tragedy by hugging local children.
Seems pedophilistic.
Yeah, a little bit. Another states that Molly was a professor at the former Southeast Alabama Agricultural School.
Too specific.
Way too specific. Who was trying to keep students safe by keeping them off the streets at night. Today, Abbeville remembers hugging Molly by venturing downtown and stopping in a cafe named for the Phantom. Hugging Molly is set in an old pharmacy complete with a soda fountain and offers such treats as sandwiches and Molly figures.
Oh my god.
Way to monetize. Molly is located at 129 Kirkland Street in Abbeville.
This episode should be sponsored by Huggin' Molly's soda and sandwiches. What is Molly's fingers? Is it just chicken?
I hope it's just chicken fingers.
Yeah, but chickens ain't got fingers. So who the fuck's chicken, fingers?
Chicken feet. It's chicken feet.
You know who eats chicken feet? Poor people. I'll be damned if I eat chicken feet. I ain't eating no fucking chicken feet.
Oh my
god. You know there's a fucking, there's a grocery store down the street from here.
Yeah.
In the hood.
Yeah, right there.
They sell chicken feet.
Yeah.
And a lot of other feet.
Piggly Wiggly and Rouse sell chicken feet.
And who shops at Piggly Wiggly? Yeah. Poor people. I'm kidding. I lie. I'm not poor. And I shop at Piggly Wiggly too.
They have good meat.
But chicken feet too. Mm-hmm. Good meat and chicken feet.
Yeah.
Would you eat chitlins?
But I do. I love chitlins.
I've never had them. Boiled or fried?
Fried.
Would you eat them boiled?
No.
Why not?
I don't like boiled anything.
Apparently they still taste like shit.
So. Yeah.
Anyway.
Fried's okay. It's like gizzards. Gizzards are really good.
What about lizards?
I've never had lizards.
Oh, I thought you was gay. I thought you liked lizard. I'm kidding.
God.
I had to. I had to.
Holy fuck. So.
You better not cut that.
I'm not. So, we were talking before we started recording that this could be a banshee. Do you think this could be a banshee?
What's a banshee?
So, it is a Irish folklore where if you hear a banshee scream, banshees are strictly women, by the way.
Why?
I don't know.
What if it was a transgender man? How do we know? We don't.
It didn't win a gold medal with women.
I'm not afraid to talk about that. Nobody agrees with that right now.
No one does.
Honestly, nobody does. I have a lot of gay friends, and I was like, well, you can't use their fucking opinion to benefit your opinion. I honestly don't have a fucking opinion about it. I think all of it's bullshit.
Yeah.
To an extent, there are some things that I do disagree with.
Back on.
No. Back, no. Nobody agrees with that. Back. It's a transgender
man. Jen Psaki, we're circling back. I'm going to get a fucking red wig, so every time you fucking go off topic, I put it on and just say we're circling back.
Fine, circle back.
All right.
Bitch.
So. All right. So, Irish folklore, banshees are spirits of women that when a family member is about to die, you hear screaming in your ear.
Yeah, but you heard screaming in your ear once.
I did.
Nobody died.
Not that I'm aware of.
What if?
Or that I can remember.
What's the statute of limitations for the scream?
Fuck, dude, I don't know.
We need to know shit like this.
Do need to know shit.
I'm telling you, if I'm laying in a room and I hear, really fucking loud, I'm Googling, what's the statute? What's the statute? I need to know.
We're changing one of the sound paths to a banshee scream.
Make it no, make it a real scream. It's got to be a real thing.
Yeah,
I mean, how are you gonna tell someone if you hear a scream someone will die? How long? How are we supposed to fucking know shit? Like, you're supposed to be scared for the rest of your life?
Yeah,
or for like 36 days, like the movie, what, The Ring? 8 days to live, something like that.
I've never watched The Ring.
Oh, well, a woman crawls out of the TV and basically...
I know that. Or is that... That's a Grudge, isn't it?
No, it's The Ring. She crawls out of the TV from the... The TV shows a whale, and she crawls out of the whale, then out of the TV. I've seen
the Japanese, like, the original Grudge.
They look the same.
And I don't know which one comes out of the TV and which one comes out of the well. Or does it come out of the well on the TV?
It comes out of the whale on the TV, and it's The Ring.
Okay.
The Ring is the whale.
Which one's The Grudge?
The Grudge is real. Like, not TV. Like, it's a fucking ghost thing.
Oh, okay.
And it kills you.
But isn't The Ring a haunted...
Video.
Videotape?
Yes.
Videotape, not DVD. Videotape.
Yes. But you watch it, and you have 8 days to live.
I think. Why is that a thing? Okay, so The Grudge is more believable than The Ring.
I mean, The Ring is theoretically the banshee. In a different form. Maybe she lost her vocal cords. She can't scream. She's like, fuck, what am I going to do now?
Hugging Molly. Real or fake?
If it's a banshee, it's real. It's a ghost. How are you going to say ghost or fake?
I'm not.
You can't. I've seen too much shit. I hear too much shit.
The thing is, I need to know more about this one.
It's a misdiagnosis. Everything's a fucking misdiagnosis. People can hear shit and get scared. Or they just change things up.
Every article that we've looked up, because we're reading this AL.com article.
Mm-hmm.
We're cross-referencing with other articles about it. And both of them are so fucking different. And they all suck.
To an extent.
This one is not as bad as the last two.
No. But I need to ask, when you heard the banshee scream...
Mm-hmm.
See, when you told us about this, I didn't know what the fuck a banshee was. So when you told me a woman screamed, I just say, oh, you heard a woman scream.
Yeah.
What did it sound like? Like ear piercing?
Yes.
Did it sound more like...
Very ear piercing.
Oh, I've been stabbed.
No, it was just very, very high-pitched.
Aggressive?
Ear piercing, aggressive screaming.
Did you poop?
No, I couldn't fucking move.
You could have pooped if you moved, though.
I probably would have pissed my... I would have pissed Krista's couch.
Basically paralyzed, but nobody else heard it?
No.
Only you heard it?
Yep.
Nobody died?
No one died.
Did your dog die?
No.
Did your dog's brother die?
No.
How do you know? Did you ask your dog? Did you say, did your fucking brother die? You'd just be answering questions.
No, fuck, we didn't have that dog.
Oh, shit.
No, fuck, my aunt and uncle still have the dogs that we had back then.
Mm.
So, yeah, they're still alive.
She was just wrong. She showed up at the wrong house. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was a case.
It was actually for Krista.
That's fucked. But on the bright side, she screamed at the wrong person, so the right person didn't die.
Yeah.
Is the banshee... Would the banshee be demonic?
No, I think... Because from what I remember reading on banshees a while ago, banshees are like women spirits of your family. So, like, your ancestry.
Because this thing said 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
All black clothing.
Billed hat.
The hat throws me off.
Well-brimmed hat, I apologize.
But demons are usually very tall.
Yes.
Dark shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Non-figured. Seems demonic.
Like, the only thing that this says on the Banshee, other than the very long...
But why the fuck does your female family members need to come scream at you whenever your family's about to die?
I have no idea. Sometimes she has long streaming hair and wears a gray cloak over a green dress, and her eyes are red from continual weeping.
That's a demon, dude.
That sounds like a demon.
It's demonic.
She may be dressed in white with red hair and a ghastly complexion.
Demon.
According to a first-hand account by Anne Lady Fanswear, I have no idea how the fuck to say that name.
Just say Anne.
In her memoirs, Lady Wilde in Ancient Legends of Ireland provides another. The size of the Banshee is another physical feature that differs between regional accounts. So it doesn't fucking matter. It's all different no matter what.
Well, that's just probably because, you know, some people are shorter.
Some accounts of her standing unnaturally tall are recorded. The majority of tales that describe her height state that Banshee statures are short, anywhere between 1 foot and 4 feet. Her exceptional shortness often goes along in the description of her as an old woman, though it may be intended to emphasize her state as a fairy creature.
Let me tell you, something that small screams at me, I'm probably going to kick it.
Yes.
Clear so, across the room.
So, we went from demon...
Mini demon.
Yeah.
iPod to iPod touch.
to a fairy.
Demon fairy.
A demon fairy.
I'm not going to say the Banshee's not real.
Yeah, see, and I don't know, because I've only heard it that one time when I was... It might have been before Krista's house, because, again, at Krista's house, I heard that fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that guy scream in my ear on her bed. But the Banshee screaming that I possibly heard was in Krista's living room between Krista and, like, we were in bed, or her pull-out bed on her couch. It was Krista, me, and the girl I was dating.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't hear it. I heard it. But in Krista's room, she's heard the same screaming, but not the same time as me.
While y'all were in there? While other people were in there?
No, it would she be like alone? Different nights and shit.
Oh, okay. Just imagine like you're all awake and only one person hears it. Like he was in a bubble.
Yeah.
Could that... I wonder if that's a thing.
Yeah. So the fairy thing, so like if it's like mythological, like I don't remember what fucking fairies are used for.
I don't remember.
In folklore. But like if it was a little fairy creature, yay big,
mm-hmm.
and it was just in my ear, could have done the Tinkerbell fucking magic shit.
So it farted.
Yeah, it just farted in my eardrum.
And its tight butthole sounded like a scream, but it was just a whistle.
Yeah, and then I think it might have been after all this happened, but like a few other nights I would hear screaming and shit. Like, when was the last time I heard it? I know at my grandmother's old house, I heard it once or twice, and I hadn't been at Krista's house in like a couple of weeks, and it would freak me the fuck out, but it was a male one. And then I would hear some, I've heard a female one maybe twice outside.
So you've heard this more than once?
Yeah.
And you still ain't got the message?
I don't know who died.
or who needs to die, yeah. or who's gonna die, that's scary, dog.
Yeah.
That's fucking creepy.
But see, and it's weird because like the female ones go in line with Banshee folklore,
mm-hmm.
but the male ones don't.
It's probably the Banhim. Banshee, Banhim.
I don't know if there's Banhim.
Hate me for the joke, okay? it's just saying. Who knows? There we go. I didn't know which button it was.
Yeah, it was D.
Look, I don't know. There could be men. You can't be fucking sexist here. Yeah, but you've heard it more than once.
Yes. I've heard
I'm gonna stop hanging
I've
out.
Heard the women one more than once.
I'm going to stop hanging out with you.
Don't worry, I'll let you know the next time I hear it.
Record.
I haven't heard it in God knows how long, though.
Just imagine if you kept a...
I think the last time I heard it, maybe we were in the apartment.
Imagine if you kept a digital recording on you all times, and you recorded always, and you heard just screaming.
Yeah, see, if I'm the only one hearing it, and if it's that loud and ear piercing, I don't think a digital recorder is going to pick it up.
You think so?
Yeah, especially if it's that paranormal bubble.
Hmm.
I don't think it's going to, like, go outside that bubble and the recorder pick it up.
So you think if we can't hear it, the recorder can hear it, but if we can, the recorder can't?
Yeah.
That shit don't make no sense to me. That's confusing.
I don't know. That's the way audio waves work.
Fuck science.
Yeah.
I believe in Jesus.
I don't.
Stop that.
How can you not believe? I do believe that Jesus was a person.
How can you not believe in any form of higher being and whatever the fuck, but believe in demons? How could you not believe in God and but believe in demons? Because demons came from God.
I didn't say that.
I'm just saying.
I said I don't, because it's weird. Like, there could be a higher being.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm getting at is, like, every religion has that higher being or mm-hmm. beings, and they're all based off the same exact fucking principles.
Mm-hmm.
They're all the same fucking religion, just named differently, and mm-hmm. they have different deities.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm just along for the ride, and then I'll be like, well, the Buddhists were right. I should have just been a Buddhist.
I hope the other guy wasn't right. We will see.
As long as it's not Muhammad. Oh, shit. Bleep, bleep, bleep.
You can't
bleep.
Say his name?
No.
Muhammad.
Fuck, I'm leaving it.
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, maybe we can say it. We just can't draw pictures of him.
Can't draw pictures.
Okay.
Because they said his name on Family Guy a lot.
Yes.
And they were like...
And South Park. But they actually showed him on South Park.
That's what it was. And it pissed everyone off.
Yes. It was only aired once.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even watch it on the DVD that came out.
Hmm. All right, we're cutting some of this for now. Is there any other articles about a banshee?
For Alabama?
In general, that we can talk about.
All right, well, then we'll pause this.
All right, so you said the banshee was like 1 foot to 4 feet.
Yeah, or that's what that claimed. The other claims were it was like 7 feet.
No, I'm not going to take away from yours because you was indoors.
Yeah.
Does Ireland have screech owls? Because screech owls are very small, but also probably supposed to be the scariest sounds you can hear in nature.
Yeah, they're really loud, but they're not that... Like, if you're inside, it's not going to be ear piercing.
Obviously.
Outside.
Yeah. That's why I can't take away from yours, because you was indoors.
Yeah.
But... Or screech owls in Ireland. Because what if people were just hearing things in the woods? And they're just like, fuck! And they run really fast because they're scared as hell. But they also saw it, and it was little. Because aren't screech owls like a few inches or a few feet tall? Whereas a real owl can be actually kind of real fucking big.
Yeah, I'm trying to find if there are in Ireland. I don't think so, because the only thing that was coming up when you typed in screech owls was a band that's in Ireland.
Well, if there's a band in Ireland called the Screech Owls, then there's probably a reason why they're called the screech owls.
Yeah. But no, they have barn owls.
Well, yeah, but that's different.
And that's in Northern Ireland.
We have that shit too.
Yeah. Species list. Oh, they're birds. All right, hold on. Short-eared owl.
Is screech owl even the real name?
Yeah, that's the most common used name.
What's the scientific?
I don't remember the scientific name. That's not it. Screech owls are really tiny. That one was a big one. Barn owl. So they've got those two. I don't see any other owls. No, I don't see any other owls. Hmm. So Ireland's only, or at least North Ireland's only got two species of owl.
So I guess it's not the screech owl. The banshee is real.
Possibly.
Potentially.
Because it's just family folklore for Irish families.
I mean, there's got to be something to it. Maybe reason why they all believed. I mean, you hear something, you kind of believe shit.
Yeah, because some of these were saying it was in, like, banshee lived in their backyard, in their gardens, and shit like that.
Yeah, that's definitely a screech owl.
See, and that could be.
On vacation.
Yeah. See, I don't know, because in modern, well, see, another story appears the link to Spirit Fairy to the Morrigan, another popular figure in Irish Celtic mythology. What's that one?
It's some of the screaming, singing lady.
Oh, okay. Phantom Queen and Celtic Goddess.
Mm-hmm. I think she sings.
Yeah. Just okay, imagine. I vaguely remember reading this in our books up there.
Just imagine you're walking around, you hear singing from nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I hear screaming. And I don't know if people are actually being murdered in my town, even the old one I used to live in.
Yeah.
Swear to God, I hear screaming.
I could hear random screaming sometimes, too.
Could be murder. Could be cats fighting.
It's probably cats fighting.
Because they sound like little girls getting kidnapped. Could be. They used to have territory wars in my old neighborhood. Cats did. And yeah. They were like, they were fighting. They were genuinely fucking slinging. Now, I thought a girl was getting attacked, like a small child was getting attacked. And I looked out my window. I couldn't see shit. I opened up the door, and I wanted to slam the door shut because it was so loud and scary. But then I saw the rustling, and I shined the light over there, and they're just fucking beating the absolute dog shit out of each other in the middle of the road. And then when they were done, they went their separate ways. It was dumb. Scary as hell, though. So we could be hearing cats.
Yeah. So.
So, right.
Huggin' Molly.
Is a cat.
Yeah. So.
You said,
we're going to wrap it up. Huggin' Molly. Depending on if it's an Irish family or not, it's a fucking banshee. And I want to know if anyone's actually ever fucking heard or felt Huggin' Molly.
I've never heard it. You have.
No, I mean, like, this right here.
You have.
I mean, in this town.
Mm.
I want to know if anyone's ever felt that in a specific spot.
Because you want to go there.
I do. And test it out.
Yeah, where's Abbeville. Amityville.
Yeah, that's what my mind was going to first when I was first reading it. It was Amityville. Alabama. How far away are you? It is.
Damn it.
Way, oh, it's not, no, it's just
Auburn.
In Georgia.
Is it near Auburn?
Auburn's up here. Next to Opeka. This is near Fort Gaines. It's past Dothan. So it's about a 3.5-4 hour drive. See, directions from home. Oh my god. Okay, don't fucking have my home address in there. Then let me type in my home address, you stupid fuck. My location. Allow. Way. Except. Cool. Yeah, 3.5 hours away.
I don't know if it's worth it. I don't want to be screamed at. I can get screamed at here at home.
Maybe we could reach out to like people in.
It's Abbeville.
Abbeville.
Yeah, it's Abbeville. It's got to be Abbeville.
Yeah, 209 miles away. I think we could probably reach out to someone and be like, "Hey, fuckers, have y'all heard any of this shit?"
I don't think they're going to tell us if you say that. Hey, sweet lady.
Hmm.
They might not want to talk to you then if you say that.
Pretty mouth. Yeah, that's true. About this Huggin' Molly.
Calm down, Johnny Bravo. God dang.
Mama.
I believe.
I could believe this one. I just want to know if anyone's had any sort of account from it.
I still think it's a demon. I don't give a fuck.
Seeing, I don't know, because I've never seen a banshee like a bunch of Irish people have. I've only possibly heard one or two.
I think it's a demon.
Or I guess it could be one, depending on how many I get in a family. Is it like every ancestor that dies, or is it just certain ones? Or
it's probably the evil ones.
Hey, I'm the one that burned all those witches at the stake. By the way, Nana gonna die tomorrow.
What if that's how they told you? They were like, hey. Yeah. And that was it. That's just how they told you.
But it's like, ah!
What if they didn't die? I don't even fucking believe you. That's how they started. They was like, hey, Jimmy's dead tomorrow. No, he ain't. Screaming. All right, man, I believe you. That's how it came to be. That's how it came to be.
All right.
Yours is terrible at messages, though, because you've been screamed at a lot and nobody's died.
Between a male perspective and a female perspective, do they only send the males when the woman don't get across?
I have no... Maybe so. But even then, he still didn't get across.
Yeah, apparently.
Maybe they're telling that you need to do it.
It's like, hey, Nana, I wanted you to go put that pillow over her head.
That's fucked up.
Oh.
So.
I'm sorry, Nana.
Yeah, you better apologize.
She died.
Still gotta apologize.
I did.
She'll come back and scream at you.
But I'll know her scream.
You gonna make it poop?
Probably. Mm-hmm. One of those mean southern grandmas. Mm. Racist southern grandmas when the dementia hit it.
Mm.
Not good. Not good.
How do you want to close it? Banshee real.
I believe banshees could be real.
Yeah, I think they're real probably too, but I don't think that they're... I think they're demons.
Now. I don't know about this one. We'll find out.
I think they're demons.
We'll reach out.
Demonics.
So.
Demonology.
I give this one a thumbs up for a nice little urban legend.
6.9 out of 10.
I give it that.
Oh, what was this episode? 69.4?
Or 3.
No, this is 0.3.
Yeah, this one's 0.3 because the last episode we did is cut out.
This is episode 69.369. Damn, she's fine.